The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today, there are children around the world who have many different kinds of needs. Some are hungry and thirsty, in need of food to eat or clean water to drink. Others still simply have never had a new pair of shoes, or they are unable to smile due to a cleft palate.
To give these children something special that means something, like shoes, and to help them with their health, and the way it'll open their hearts and to hear the gospel, what it'll do for their families is wonderful.
You know, we've put smiles on the faces of these children today as we've given them shoes. I hope you can help put a smile on even more children's faces. And so I have a special message just for you.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have this time. I am holding here on my finger the cutest little, really it's a little bronze shoe, but it's more shiny gold. But Betty, this is a Christmas ornament. And some of you may be asking, well, why in the world would you be at this time of year talking about Christmas decoration? You know, I don't think you do it at a reasonable time. Let's say somewhere Thanksgiving-ish time you
but
get started.
I like to enjoy it, so I leave it up for a while.
Yeah, but
going
you get
a little bit early.
But you get started early, but not anything like now.
No,
now we have one of our daughters. Our youngest, she's been known to like maybe decorate the whole town. She might start early because she's really into it. And we have some friends, by the way, Jimmy and Kyrie James, in which Kyrie, I think, not only decorates every room, she could probably decorate a subdivision and half the town. She's actually did some of the decoration here for us, and she's been on many mission trips. But I don't think you're going to be decorating right now. So you may ask, why the Christmas ornament? Well, because we are actually doing something way ahead of time, it's absolutely essential we do it, in order for it to happen at Christmas. We are emphasizing what we call Christmas shoes and smiles, which is giving shoes to children that if we don't give them shoes, many of them never have shoes, maybe way later in their life. But many of them as children are subject to incredible diseases because of the infections and even hookworms and other bacteria that get into their system and into their blood and can not only diminish their health, it can in instances destroy their little minds. And so we have started with really someone coming to us. This is amazing. And I wish I could do it. I wish I could walk right up to you. You say, oh, you don't want to see me now. I like to walk right up to you somewhere, give you a big hug or at least shake your hand, look in your eyes and say, you are the greatest people on the planet because you have enabled us to come to you with a heartbroken world, with the needs of other people who feel like they are totally overlooked. And you felt that way sometime, haven't you? Have you ever felt like, well, nobody really noticed me? At some times in your life where there's some people who, that's how they've lived, and all of a sudden they find out someone cares. You're the people that always seem to care. So when someone brought us a shoe and said, look, I can get these made very, very inexpensively, and I would love to make them available so we could give them to children. Do you think your viewers would want to do that? And we could give them for Christmas presents. Well, it thrilled the missionaries when we asked them, oh my goodness, they said, to give these children something special that means something like shoes and to help them with their health and the way it'll open their hearts and to hear the gospel, what it'll do for their families, James, it's wonderful. We can really celebrate Christmas. And we can tell them the true meaning of Christmas. So, Betty, this has been something that we've been doing now for quite a few years, and our viewers make it possible.
I think it's just wonderful. I so enjoy this time of year when we're able to do this and give the children some shoes, James. And, you know, that's wonderful in itself, but the purpose behind it all for the shoes is to help provide them safety for their little feet because they walk over such terrible land with all the trash, all the different things, obstacles that can cut their feet, and then they get infection in their feet. So that's the real purpose of the shoes, so that we can help them and prevent some of the disease they get.
And you're going to see, because when these children receive these incredible gifts that surprise them, you're going to see a lot of smiles and a lot of joy. You'll see some little kids. I've got the image in my mind right now. They may flash on the screen. Little kids got the shoes, and they're just dancing, and they're so happy. But let me tell you something else we're going to do. And I don't know, but what this really, if you're like a parent and you've ever seen this situation, and you could kind of bring it home, like, what if it was my child? We want to also give smiles. Now, we know the kids are going to smile when they get the shoes. But we want to give them a smile because they've got cleft palate. They've got some kind of facial deformity that a surgeon can repair. So we call it smiles for Christmas. And those surgeries cost $500. So we know that that's quite a, you know, you're really stepping up. But we're asking people to pray about giving a smile at one of the surgeries. Or maybe you could give $1,000 and give two. We're asking to help with the shoes. And this is an amazing thing. We can give 10 children shoes for $36. That's $3.60 for a pair of shoes. And these are adjustable, so they can wear them when they're a little large, tighten them up, and then wear them over an extended period of time. I want you just to take a little journey. You will recognize some of the people who are looking at the need that Christmas shoes and smiles will deal with effectively. Watch this closely.
Life Outreach International's mission is to share the truth of God's love in word and deed with people throughout the world. Together with our friends and partners, we provide the essentials of life for people. Like water for those who, for the first time in their life, now have safe, clean water to drink. For thousands of children who once suffered from malnutrition, but now have a hot meal to eat each day. Young girls, once in bondage in the dark and deadly world of human trafficking, are being rescued and restored. And families trapped in grinding poverty now have hope for a better future, living in a safe and secure home provided by Life. This season, we once again have the opportunity to impact the lives of thousands of children who are exposed to the ravages of hookworm disease simply because they don't have protection for their feet. It's a simple remedy, shoes. Shoes that can prevent children from suffering anemia, malnutrition, and in severe cases, death caused by hookworms that invade their bodies through their feet.
This is a significant outreach towards improving the health and the lives of children all around the world. Not all of you can come here and have the privilege that I have of actually putting the shoes on the feet of these beautiful children, but you can still be a big part because really, you know, we can't do it without you. Do what you can. Give as many pairs of shoes as you can. Every time you do it, you will be making a child's day, and you will be improving their health.
I think I can just take you home. I just love to see joy in people's hearts. And by the way, you know, when we come into your home every day with our various guests, or whether it's Beth Moore teaching or our pastor Robert Morris or someone else, or we're sharing, we really have you in mind because we really believe you are in the heart of God. And I want to thank you for giving us your time right now to point at others, because we always want to focus on you. We always want you to know that we want to invest time in you because you're a treasure. We want to bless your life. We want you to meet people and hear people that you can identify with, because perhaps you've had similar challenges and their testimonies will bless you. But you also have been so kind to say, show me someone that I can bless. And Betty, our viewers have told us that maybe the greatest thing anyone's ever done for them is to let them be involved in really making a positive difference in someone else's life. It's like they really have released a river of love and a river of life toward people that didn't know and how wonderful it could
I'm
be.
I'm so proud of our friends of Life Outreach, too. You just bless our hearts so very, very much because you do have giving hearts. And every time we present a need to you, you just give so wonderfully. Well, we have another special need here with the children and their feet, trying to help protect them from the disease, the horrible thing that can just start from a little cut on their feet because they walk around and all the stuff that just causes disease to their little bodies.
Yeah, and you know, if I think if there wasn't even bacteria, when you think about just the fun they have by just having shoes, as well as the protection, but man, the comfort that they get from them. And these are, you know, I always look at these little bitty ones and, we don't even have any grandchildren like this. We're waiting for great-grandchildren. But when you think about these little feet, these precious little treasures, and you are going to do something not only for the child, but for the family and the parents that love that child. And as I've told you many times, in the third world countries, these very impoverished countries, the greatest source of joy, you might even say putting a smile on a parent's face or giving them what could be considered some form of pleasure or entertainment. The greatest pleasure and entertainment they have is their children, and they really love them. But they have such meager substance. When you come in and do something they couldn't do, what a thrill. I want you to listen to Kathy Tricoli. What a blessing Kathy's been. What a beautiful voice she has. And she has traveled all over the world with Life Outreach to really reach out and try to put God's arms around the suffering. I think you'll hear that as you listen to her.
It's hard to believe I'm literally sitting in a garbage dump in Central America. And I'm around absolute filth and contamination and disease. And little Maria is walking through this every day with these little bare feet.
They can get diseases. They've got what is known as hookworms that get in their feet when they just walk in dirt or sand, and then it gets in their little intestines, causes serious problems. We're going to give children all over the world shoes. When I say we, that's all of us together.
We want to be able to help these children. They're so worth it. You know, if it was our children, we would want someone to reach out to them. So please join with us and let's make that difference. Let's put some shoes on their feet and let's bless these precious little children.
Little Maria has never known that. I'm pleading with you this day that you would find it in your heart to remember God's heart for the poor. And I pray this Christmas that you would bring that joy to our heart. That's what I'd love to see. We're gonna get you some shoes, honey. Your sweet thing.
Boy, as I looked at that beautiful, beautiful little face, I have to acknowledge I said a prayer. She's so pretty, and we want to give her shoes. But with that, we want to show her love. We want to let her know that there are people who would just love her as a person and not see her as a prospect for sex trafficking. You know that's something we spend a lot of time on. And by the way, again, a great big thanks to you. You are amazing, and it's amazing how you lift us to higher levels, to trust God for the impossible in behalf of people in great trouble. That little girl would be a prime prospect for that. Do you know where the whole transition and redirection of her life starts? An expression of love. Not someone throwing a gospel track at her, and that has its place, but someone putting hands of love out and say, you know something, I want to give you something. And this is a gift of love from people who love you and missionaries who are involved, and oftentimes pastors and rural and community and village churches that work with the missionaries. If you will simply dial the telephone number there on the screen, please, and you take your bank card and say, this is my check today. And that's really the wisest way and the best way and the right way to use a bank card, like a check, plastic check. But you take it today and say, I'm going to buy as many pairs of shoes for children as I can. 10 children have got shoes with a gift of $36. 20, a gift of $72, $144. I wish you'd kind of think in those terms. I wish I could elevate your thinking, but I don't want to diminish the importance of 10 children getting shoes. I don't want to minimize the importance of one pair of shoes for 360. What I want us all to do is what we can do and what God puts on our heart. But I'm asking you to dial the telephone number and take your bank card and make the largest gift you can. And if you could help us give smiles, the surgeries are $500. And you say, I want to give a child with a facial deformity or cleft palate, I want to give them a smile for Christmas. I'm praying there'll be many people who would request the beautiful lion and the lamb bronze, and it is a real treasure. It's a great collectible, great conversation piece, who would say, I'm giving $1,000 or more. I'm going to give some smiles. I want to add something to that and give some shoes. But whatever you can do, if you would help us give smiles and give shoes for Christmas, I'm asking you to make the largest gift you can. If you want to go online, lifetoday.org, you can. If you write a check, and many people still want to do that, say, James, I'm going to write you a check. Make it to Life. Address the envelope there to Life. There's the address. Put it in the mail. But would you call us? Would you call us now and tell us what you're mailing? Or use that bank card? Please do it. And I want to thank you for giving smiles. I want to thank you for giving shoes for Christmas. That's why we're working way ahead of time, so we can deliver them at Christmas and tell them the real meaning of Christmas. And it won't just be in word, it'll be in deed also.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a simple pair of shoes. For most of these children, they've never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in the light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections that could lead to crippling consequences, disease, and even death. By responding today, you can help Life immediately secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 200,000 children around the world just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will provide 20 pairs. And a gift of $144 will help provide 40 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. In appreciation of your gift, be sure to request the inspirational new book, God Wants You to Be Happy, by James and Betty's son, Randy Robison. With your gift of $100 to help provide 28 pairs of shoes, you may request this beautifully crafted shoe ornament to place on your tree each Christmas. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide two children with corrective cleft palate surgeries, and you may request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online. Unfortunately, there are children around the world who have many different kinds of needs. Some are hungry and thirsty, in need of food to eat or clean water to drink. Others still simply have never had a new pair of shoes, or they are unable to smile due to a cleft palate.
All year long, we come to you and tell you about things that change people's lives, that save people's lives, and you're a part of that. I want to tell you what we want to do this Christmas, is we do what's called Shoes and Smiles. A little child just like this has a cleft palate that's never had a real smile. We give them surgery, and this little child will have a new smile. Little kids like this that have never had a pair of shoes before in their life, we give them one.
A child with bare feet may seem harmless, but the potential danger for children living in these types of conditions can be life-threatening.
And you know, one of the things we've found in the Central American countries is they've got a real problem with hookworms, which they'll get from walking in dirt or sand, and then it creates a tremendous intestinal problem. And the answer is just shoes. And we can provide, literally, for some of them, the first pair of shoes they've ever had. Not only for fun and comfort, but for health.
During the past several holiday seasons, Life Outreach and its missionary partners have passed out thousands of pairs of shoes to children in many different countries around the world. In addition, we have been able to restore numerous children's smiles through corrective surgeries.
You know, we put smiles on the faces of these children today as we've given them shoes, but others need a little more. They need that cleft palate surgery. I hope you can help put a smile on even more children's faces. Do the best that you can, and you can give shoes and smiles to children all over the world. And so I have a special message just for you.
Well, you're so welcome. That's cute. I love seeing our son Randy there. He's the father of four of our grandchildren. One of them actually graduated from high school this year and going to college. Hard to believe our grandchildren are growing up like that. But to see Randy, as he has, as we have, he's gone all over the world in behalf of children, even though he's got a wonderful family and been a great dad, and Debbie's a great mom. But to see him sitting there with those children, it really blesses me. And when he talked about giving the smiles, I wanted to show you the bronze of the beautiful line. I've watched the shots of the bronze even on our television program. I said, man, you can't really tell looking at it how absolutely spectacular it is. What an art piece. But the smiles that we're going to give, we're asking you to give $1,000 and ask for the bronze. We want to send it to you. It'll be a great collectible, a great conversation piece. You tell people where I got it and what we do in order to do it. And give smiles. Make a $1,000 gift. They're $500 each. Randy, our son that you just saw, wrote and got published the first book that he's had published. And it's called God Wants You to Be Happy. I love the subheading because a lot of people think, well, happiness has nothing to do with holiness or inner peace and joy. That's everything it has to do with. And that's what Randy says, discovering deeper joy than you ever imagined. And that's the wellspring of joy that comes up within. And Betty, I can't teach like Randy. I can't write like Randy. I'm not as gifted as he is in so many ways. And this is just absolutely wonderful. As a matter of fact, Randy is available to come out and speak in churches and represent our ministry. He's been all over the world with our mission outreaches, and it's in his heart. He wants to come out and share the overflow of what God's put in his heart. But we're sending the book to any of you who make any gift to help us with shoes. You know, $36, and we've got 10 pairs of shoes. We're trying to give these shoes to 200,000 children for Christmas. So it's Christmas shoes and Christmas smiles. If you will dial the number, take your bank card, use it like a check, please do it. I'm always going to ask you to do all you can, but don't ever consider any gift too small. Dial the number, take your bank card, you make a check, we'll make it to life. But would you call us and tell us what you're sending, or you can go to lifetoday.org. Betty, I'm thrilled to send Randy's book. I want everyone to know if they make the gifts of $100, they're going to get this beautiful little Christmas ornament.
I'll be sure and have one of these on our
tray. You're liable to have more than one, because Betty and I, we like to help.
I do.
It's exciting.
You know, James, to me, this is just such a special opportunity to put shoes on the feet of these precious children that without them, they could get terrible diseases in their body, but also the smiles. That's so special. You know, I remember as a young mother when our children were newborn, and you're so excited that they've arrived. But the next thing you want to know is, when's the first smile coming? Mm-hmm. You're looking for it. You want it so badly. I want to see smiles on these children's faces.
And I want to tell you something. When you've had a child that couldn't smile, when you want them to, boy, you need to know, as grandparents and parents, that first time you think they smiled, and maybe they smiled because they were glad to see you. What if they couldn't smile, and you made it possible for them to smile? If you can give smiles, make that special gift. $1,000, two children are going to get smiles for Christmas. Whatever gift you can make to help us with the shoes, it's going to be a treasure. And we have the gifts for you to bless you. Thank you. Shoes and smiles for Christmas. I know it's early, but we want to deliver at Christmas.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a simple pair of shoes. For most of these children, they've never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in the light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections that could lead to crippling consequences, disease, and even death. By responding today, you can help Life immediately secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 200,000 children around the world just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will provide 20 pair, and a gift of $144 will help provide 40 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. In appreciation of your gift, be sure to request the inspirational new book, God Wants You to Be Happy, by James and Betty's son, Randy Robison. With your gift of $100 to help provide 28 pairs of shoes, you may request this beautifully crafted shoe ornament to place on your tree each Christmas. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide 2 children with corrective cleft palate surgeries, and you may request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
The thing that we loved about Life Outreach was we wanted somebody that we could really partner with, to trust and to really go into missions work with, that we knew a little bit of background about, but had the same heart that we did for missions. And this was such a heart to find out what you can do with so little money, whether it's feeding or preaching the gospel or the little shoe project. And you see a child, faces dirty, little hairs matted, and their little feet are not taken care of, and they get the diseases, stub their toes, and I can put shoes on these kids and change a child's life so much. And they put those shoes on, they're laughing and walking with them, little eyes just open up. And these simple acts of, I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you brought me water. I was naked, you clothed me. This just opens people's hearts wide open when you want to talk about Jesus.
Well, Betty and I just want to say thanks from the bottom of our heart for the love you share, the love of God, and especially around Christmas when we can tell people why that love is there and about the great love that God shared in Christ. And I want to remind all of you, because I think it's really important for you to know, this is the last day that we have this opportunity to give toward the Christmas smiles and shoes. So if you're going to help, I know some of you have been intending to do it now. Some of you may say, you know what, I helped earlier. I'm going to make another gift because I want to be sure we can give as many shoes as possible to as many children as possible. Thanks for helping on this last day.
Those shoes, the shoe outreach is obviously important because of infection and all that the children are exposed to there in the city, and looking at the degree of pollutants on the ground, obviously very, very important for those kids to have shoes. And it was a beautiful thing to see the smiles on the faces of the little boys and girls and actually put the shoes on their feet and watch them walk out with shoes, which was a treat. It was fun.
When we visited the one church and it was full of people, and we came in there to give the shoes out, and all of the kids lining up with bare feet, and their feet were dirty, some of them were cut and blistered, and it was just amazing to see their eyes sparkle and line up with excitement to be able to put something on their bare feet, because, you know, the places we were walking in, I wasn't even comfortable walking with my shoes on. And to think the whole country and countries around the world are like that. And what the outreaches of Life and Churches for Life and some of those things are being able to bring some hope and healing to all those people.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.